The coronavirus outbreak in Washington state has led to the cancellation of large events like concerts and conventions. And on a more everyday level, thousands of workers are staying home from the office at the urging of their employers. Amazon and Microsoft both told employees to work from home. Many other companies have followed suit. And small businesses, like restaurants near those large company headquarters, are feeling the pinch from that. Markham McIntyre is Executive Vice President of the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, which represents about 2,600 employers. Markham, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What are you hearing from the companies that belong to the chamber? Let's start there.
Our members, first and foremost, are focused on the needs of their employees and their customers and their communities and trying to make sure that everyone is staying healthy by following the guidelines being put out by Public Health, Seattle, King County, the state of Washington, and the CDC.
Big employers like Amazon and Microsoft probably have, you know, some cushion in terms of absorbing an event like this. Small businesses often don't, and I'm thinking about, you know, caterers who've had events canceled, restaurants that aren't seeing the lunch traffic anymore. What kinds of examples are you hearing about how the economy is being impacted by what's happening as we try to preserve public health?
What we're hearing from our members is significant concern about the economic impact. Just like everyone else, we don't quite know how deep or how long this outbreak is going to affect us. And so it's hard to forecast the full brunt of the economic impact. But right now we're hearing, particularly as you mentioned, from hospitality businesses who are really worried about being able to keep their employees on with the significant loss of revenue due to people staying home and practicing social distancing. We're hearing about businesses talking about tapping into their personal savings to try and cover costs and talking to their employees about what they can do to try and provide some help during this outbreak.
I know workers who get laid off for reasons related to COVID-19 can apply for unemployment benefits. If they contract the virus while they're at work, they might qualify for workers' comp. On the employer side, the state says businesses can get extensions on taxes, and the state is working to make a list of banks and utilities that might be able to provide relief, like deferred bills or no-interest loans, other support. So there's a lot of stuff in the mix. Are those measures enough?
Unclear. There are a lot of conversations happening. So we're talking to local, county, state, and federal agencies and elected officials about what's necessary now for the emergency response to help provide some stability. But also, I think we're worried about what happens once the outbreak stabilizes. How do we get businesses back on good footing? And then finally, how do we get back to helping those local businesses grow?
Are there any efforts among businesses to chip in, help keep other companies or workers afloat?
Yeah, actually, Seattle Foundation just announced today that they're setting up a very flexible relief fund to help the most vulnerable businesses and workers during this outbreak. And I anticipate that that effort is only going to grow as people see the virus spreading. So too will the economic impact spread. And we need to make sure that we've got everyone at the table trying to work together to figure out how to make sure, again, that particularly those vulnerable, most vulnerable among us have the help that they need to not just survive, but then to thrive coming out of the outbreak.
Are you working from home?
I am.
How's it going?
It's a little claustrophobic. My wife is also working from home, and we have one kid home from school. It's definitely kind of Tetris within the home to figure out how to, for instance, take this phone call while one of our children is running around like a banshee. But so far, we're doing okay.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No. I think that's part of the uncertainty here is this does not often happen in the United States of America. And it's imperative that we temporarily set aside some of our political differences and temporarily have people suspend their frustrations with institutions and really work together on smart ways to solve this crisis, because it is alarming. But it's also not necessarily panic time. It's more, let's put our heads together and figure out a way to do some good work.
Markham McIntyre, thank you so much.
Appreciate having me on. Thank you.